sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city. Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city.
Hey folks, you're listening to CKW 95.9 FM. This is your Arts Talk radio show coming to you from the University of Winnipeg. And you're here with co-host Derek Breckner and...
Zoe LeBrun.
That's right. Got the two of us today. So Zoe and I have one set of guests. We have both artists that are currently exhibiting at Ace Art. We have Sky Callow. And we have Tobin Roland. They're both have an exhibition, Constructed Image, which is currently up at Ace Art, I believe, until, oh gosh, I can't remember.
I think February 27th.
There we go. Maybe? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That was Sky Callow talking. Welcome to the show, Sky and Tobin.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Yeah, really happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, Sky has been on before. I think this is your second or third time, Sky, but we've never had Tobin on before, so it's always great to have people come back, but it's always especially great to have new people on. Yeah. So welcome both of you to the show.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah, so the show at Ace is amazing. Do you want to talk a little bit about Constructed Image and how the collaboration between you guys on this exhibition started?
Yeah, maybe I'll speak first.
Okay,
to that.
Thanks.
Tobin and I went to school together and went through the BFA program kind of a couple years apart where we didn't have a lot of classes together. But I was always a really big fan of Tobin's work, and I always saw like a lot of similarities kind of in terms of like what kind of reoccurring... like motifs and thematics kind of happen in our work. We use a lot of like repetitive imagery and like different kinds of photographic processes. And I saw the open call for Ace and I just kind of was like, Tobin, will you do a show with me?
Yeah, it was an idea that our work, combining our work, made so much sense. It was funny that we didn't think about it before. Exactly. Like building off of what Sky said, I'm such a huge fan of her work, and we crossed paths so many times, and it was just really easy and seamless.
Yeah, and I know like the first class I think we had together back in university was like performance art mm-hmm. classes too, so we kind of had that crossing over, but never like kind of through these other mediums.
Mm-hmm. Who taught that performance course?
Sharon Alward. Mm-hmm. It was her.
Oh, you were both in Sharon Alward's class.
And we were in her last advanced performance art class, mm-hmm. like her last term. And it was like a very special cohort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She like actually had her going away, I don't know, party, you could say, at the old Ace Art.
And that's right.
Read poems.
I remember Sky reading a poem. Did you read too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she called it Sparks, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was an amazing event.
It mm-hmm. was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she just walked out.
Yeah. It was like, awesome. Find me at the Oval never, Room later.
never to do performance art again in Winnipeg ever again.
Yeah.
It's very Sharon.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But yeah, it's been a really nice, yeah, I guess we've been now kind of talking about the show together for, I don't know, like 7 to 12 months or something. Mm-hmm. So it's been cool because we have been working like independently, but also like, you know, having check-ins and like kind of like conversing as the work was being made. Mm-hmm.
So just to go back to this school very briefly, did you guys graduate at the same time? Were you in the BFA show together?
No, Tobin was a couple years ahead of me.
Okay.
I went to school late in my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, right? 2 years?
I think so.
Yeah. Something like that.
I graduated in 2020.
Yes, and I graduated in 2022. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Tobin, your honors year was a COVID year, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you got
bummer.
Yeah,
it was a huge bummer. So much work all year, and then they're like, "No, nah, we're not. Yeah. Goodbye. See you never."
That would have hurt so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. It was awful.
That's right. I think I was teaching you video that year.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
And we were having classes, and then it was like, I think it was like late March came.
Mm-hmm.
I got this email Friday afternoon saying classes are going to be online now.
Yeah.
Forever, whenever. And and yeah, we were like, had our final crit on Zoom, that thing called Zoom that we didn't know how to use back then. It was like
previously known as Skype.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Well, I think the collaboration between you guys on this show is like really excellent. It like the work all fits together like so well.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Like complements each other and like utilizes different kind of like techniques almost to like talk about similar things, I think.
Yeah, I think our practices are interesting in relation to each other because we do work with very different mediums, but somehow the form translates similarly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, and like your Tobin's made these really wonderful image transfer, I don't know how you would exactly describe them yourself, but
yeah, just image transfer stretched on canvas. Yeah.
And it's like they almost like exist as like textile pieces too, because you've done like sewing and the surface of the material kind of like reads like plastic or like a sticker, but it's actually like photographic image transfer techniques. And
yeah, what kind of transfer technique are you using, if I may ask?
Just Mod Podge.
Okay.
We love Mod Podge.
We love Mod Podge.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was like gloss gel or something, but then it didn't seem like gloss gel.
No. Yeah. I've tried gloss gel. I've tried a bunch of different ways to do image transfers, but I always find my way back to Mod Podge.
I think I need you to teach me, because I've like also tried.
I would love to, yeah.
And it's like I get so frustrated because I'm the results are hard.
Yeah.
I'm personally forever in search of like the linseed oil transfer oil paint, which I have never successfully done. But.
Oh, cool.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
I hate
that one.
They're
so hard. Why is it so hard?
That one's the worst one. And I like, I have Mod Podged over oil paintings and it's done like gone better than linseed oil transfers.
Wow. Wild.
Yeah. Mod Podge is the unsung hero for sure.
Amazing.
Do you buy it in like the 4-liter jugs?
Sometimes they go on sale, yeah, and then I'll get one. But if they're not, they're like $80.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
But still, when gloss gel is like $15 a container.
For like 4 ounces or whatever it is, yeah.
They know what they have.
Yeah. Liquid gold.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like, Tobin, maybe you should be doing a workshop in it or something.
I did a workshop with Art Squad at Art City like a year or so ago. And I think it would be better with like adults. It sucked with teens because like their patience, because it's a 24-hour process, right?
Oh, okay.
And so they like wanted immediate results. And it's kind of hard to, even if I were to have a workshop, I think it would be like, maybe I could even just like make a video. I don't know.
You could have like a workshop where it's like you return the next weekend or like things like that.
So it's almost like printmaking in that way, like, or ceramics, and it's not direct. So it's,
there's a lot of waiting involved. Yeah.
Feeling like maybe, I don't know, studio programs at the WAG maybe, or maybe Martha Street maybe, I don't know.
No, I would love to. I would love to. It's really fun and very rewarding when it works out.
Yeah, that would be a good like platform workshop too.
So I was looking at your work, Tobin, and I started thinking about like, I couldn't figure out the process. I mean, partly because of this process. But how do you sort of connect painting back to it? Like, how does painting fit into all that?
I think, especially with oil paint, it adds like more a tactile, like oil paint and Mod Podge, the mediums themselves, just the way that they visually look are so similar. And I think they just flow really well together. And I love paint. I love painting. And I love image transferring. And I always want to combine those things.
Yeah, like the transfer medium and the paint both kind of have similar body almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So like the texture works out really nicely.
Yeah. And it had like, and oil paint obviously is so difficult and finicky. But again, like when it works out, it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. And yeah, something about oil paint, it like never dies. It never falls flat. Like maybe acrylic. It's just always like, it always will, if you put it on thick, it will hold its form. And that's the same with Mod Podge. If you later on layer it on thick, it just holds its form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you primarily work with oil paint or? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I think something that's really fun about this show, Constructed Image, is like you're both incorporating really tactile and like physical mm-hmm. elements into it. Like image transfers require a lot of like mm-hmm. hand touched labor. Sky is using like found objects and sculpture in a lot of it.
And Sky's two works that are on like, those two paintings, or paintings, sorry, mm-hmm. those two images, portals.
They at the, yeah, near the office door.
Those
yeah.
are like, in like, incredibly tactile mm-hmm. images that you can feel. Yes, exactly those, yeah. You feel them when you look at them.
Yeah, the texture is so, so visceral in mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, Scott actually asked me if those were, what are they called, venticular?
Oh, venticular prints.
Prints, where, like, where if you approach it from a different angle...
They shift.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're not, but see, just well, to yeah. read off of that, yeah.
No, exactly.
They have a movement, I think.
Yeah, I love, like, having my work up beside Sky's work. It makes me so happy.
Aww, yeah, me too.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. It was nice, too. I can't remember who I was talking to. It might have been you, Zoe, even. Or, yeah, I can't remember. Someone reflected on, like, how with the big piece, I have a large hanging print on Tyvek material with like digital yeah kind of like cloning manipulation and the mark making that happens from that is very similar to the mark making that comes from Tobin's image transfers as the mm-hmm. images, you know, the rough edges and stuff. There is a very similar expression or something, like
totally like there's yes. sort of like I don't know if, like, degradation is the right word, but there's sort of, like, a rough around the edges, sort of DIY, like, really hand-touched feeling to even these, like, potentially digitally manipulated images.
It's funny. It's like, yeah, is it deteriorating or is it also maybe...
It's, like, kind of, like, falling apart or is it building up? Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about this concept of, like, unfinished... Like, a lot of our work seems unfinished, mm-hmm. and I don't know, I think that's really important between, like, the work that we do individually, is this idea of, like, process is always shown in the work, and it's never, we never strive for, like, a finished product.
Yeah, there's, like, something that's unrefined, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
Human. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Would you say that finishing something in some ways almost kills the work?
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Fun question.
There's very few works that I have that I've ever made in my whole life that I'm like, I don't want to touch this anymore.
Well, yeah.
Or I don't want to, you know?
And like even working like with primarily like photography, the act of like putting a photo in a frame almost feels like that sometimes. Mm. Like kind of like hate. Doing that
yeah
it's like nice and satisfying, but you're right, like it adds like an element of like, okay, this thing is now done and it's
entombed.
It is That's a good word.
I mean, there was an essay read a long time ago where it talked about the gallery being like a morgue because things get framed and put on the walls and then go into collections where they're like kind of dead and they don't get to live in the real world. But both of your practices, the work you make feels like very alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree with that.
I had a nice experience too because a show earlier in the year, one of the pieces was also in this show, but it changed a lot, mm-hmm. which was cool to re-exhibit a new version.
Which piece is that?
It's the piece with the hooks.
Oh.
Yes.
It had, like, I installed it with, like, a chain and, like, a different image this time, whereas when it was installed at Platform, it was exhibited with, like, a vinyl print behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also, like, a clipping of a goldenrod, I think, with mm-hmm. it in the iteration that exists currently at Ace. So that was, like, an interesting process to, like... allow something to change and like also keep working on something and re-exhibit it.
Yeah, totally. Because now that older piece probably doesn't exist or can't exist the same way again either, right?
Totally. Like, no, it's gone.
It still is a brand new piece in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking with artists Tobin Roland and Sky Callow. They both have an exhibition, a collaborative project at Ace Art, Constructed Image. And we're just halfway through the interview. We got about another 12 minutes left with Sky and Tobin. But yeah, you know, Sky, you've got some earlier work in the show. Like, I was really intrigued by this sculpture.
Thank you.
Can you talk about that piece? Can you maybe describe it for our listeners? I mean, me saying sculpture doesn't mean anything to listeners, but
yeah. I know it was hard for me to even categorize what it was. But yeah, so it's a series of kind of like plexiglass gallery boxes that are stacked, and
not uniformly.
Not uniformly, and I've also incorporated mirrors. So there's kind of a reflection bouncing back. And then there's also images that I've, they're stills from a Super 8 that I've ran through, like a Xerox, like scanned and deteriorated these images. And then there's also these really blinding fluorescent lights that are, integrated. So it kind of, and then there's also, I added some, like, there's like some shells. It became, it was very much... Also interesting because it'll probably never exist the same way as it exists right now.
It felt like almost like a deconstruction of a display area or something.
Yeah.
Like just in kind of remodified and kind of.
Totally. Yeah. That's like one of the newer things that I've, that's probably, that was something I've just been playing with in my studio. And I was like, I think this is something.
It's definitely like one of the very like installation feeling pieces, which are never the same, right? They're kind of adapted to each location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I found that this piece almost, the one we're talking about, almost in some ways theatrical in some ways because the lighting and the,
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, and it's like a never, like it's an always changing image, especially with how like the boxes and the mirrors reflect the images that you put in. Every time you look at it, you're going to experience an image, one of the images differently.
Yeah.
And then with just to go over to Tobin's work now, and then across from that sculpture is this large screen with Tobin's video. Can you talk about that video, Tobin?
Yeah, I would also like to hear more about this video because I didn't see it till near the end.
I was also going to ask about that next.
That's awesome.
So we had this whole room, the second room, and Sky had, we had like, I don't know, we were just talking about other things to put in there, and I had this performance that I did with Sharon. Well, not with Sharon, but for Sharon's class. So basically, to describe it, I guess, for the listeners, I'm naked and kind of wrestling with a toilet in a field.
but it's very grainy, right? Like, I mean, the image, the screen is very large, and then the resolution is intentionally grainy, and so there's sometimes you can barely see the figure sometimes.
I loved the resolution of that video. I think it works so well in that gallery space.
It's crunchy.
It's crunchy. It's like always changing, but like also like has a lot of like static elements to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the figure and the toilet like emerge out of the darkness in a really interesting way.
It's like it's kind of security footage.
Like sort of like, you know.
The figure of your body too, like echoed in like the toilet.
The color of the toilet, the color of the skin are kind of very similar, you know, and it's highly, as Sky says, crunchy. Has anybody ever used that term for like staticky work before?
I don't know.
I think that's a great Dude, yeah. It's a great term. Is that something only the young artists are using? I'm feeling like maybe I've
learned really into crunchy art these days.
I'm feeling like the old guy is maybe learning some new terminology for the young people.
I use it a lot when I describe my sound work, especially like if I'm like going back and forth on something, I'm like, oh, it's kind of crunchy, but like, do I like the crunch? Yeah. You know, sometimes it's a yes.
Yeah. Is it a good mouthfeel?
Exactly. It's all about the texture.
Yeah.
All right, then it's confirmed. You've got good texture in that low res video.
Yeah, it worked out. And it's just, it's a video, but it's turned into like still frames. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a fluid video. And I think that also lends itself to this idea of like creating like images being created and unfinished.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. I was talking to somebody who was at the show on at the opening, and one thing they identified that I thought was really interesting between our works too is this like idea of sequence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think that's really interesting, thinking about how you've taken out like lowered the frame rate so low in that video, and then also in your pieces there is kind of like sequential like framing within the piece itself. And then also like even in the box sculpture we were just talking about, there is kind of like a sequencing between the images. My boss just said that they read your works for as like very filmic, like like films, which I thought was really interesting.
That is cool.
Kind of like stop motion animation almost, where it's like frame by frame, they're only just slightly different, but then depending on how fast you make it, that becomes a moving image.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think your video in particular, Tobin, is like you force the audience to kind of like construct that image or narrative in their own heads because they have to stand there and watch it for quite a while to get a grasp on what is going on.
Yeah.
I find it very graceful too, that video. There's something about it. Yeah. Like when you think about what's happening, like that doesn't sound like that makes sense, but
right. Yeah. But no, but thank you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, going back to the sculpture and that video, like I think the placement of those two works was pretty important. I think they really bounce off each other well, I think.
Thank you. That's good to hear. I like the night before the opening, I like sat in that room till like 1:30 a.m. just like micro adjusting things.
Well, it shows.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's it shows good. In my mind anyways.
Yeah. It was very important to find like a harmony in that space, I think, because it was such like a, like we painted the room black and it was immersive.
Yeah. Like, you know, like I think that's the interesting thing about the show is that, you know, there's two spaces and you folks share both the spaces, but the presentation of the one space versus the other are distinctly different, but you're still somehow making the dialogue between the work happen in both the spaces in a very strong way.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah. It kind of felt like two, like it is obviously one show, but there's also, this compartmentalization in each two, but
Yeah. Cause I mean, I didn't, when I went to the opening, I was expecting one of you to be in one room, one to be in the other room, and clearly that wasn't the case. And yeah, it worked out really well, I thought, like just the way you both shared both spaces.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The installation came out really easily. Tobin walked in with all their canvases and had them laid out within like a minute. it's like amazing.
Hey, that's one of the pros of like having work that can hang on a wall is like you kind of just decide what order you want them in, and then they go up.
I had a moment of like artist envy. I'm like, I'm working in the wrong medium because it takes so long. It's
like, you're like, great, now I have to hang something from the roof, I guess.
Yeah. Line up 30 different zebra mussel shells on a mirror.
Never a dull moment, though.
Never a dull moment. I guess we could say this at the end, but I did want to plug, we are doing an artist talk.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
On February 7th at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's a Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you got the time?
5 o'clock.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
Okay. Saturday, February 7th. If you guys want to hear us talk more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't people want?
This chemistry is crazy.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. It definitely shows in the work.
Yeah.
A lot of like overlapping themes and like ideas. And Yeah, I really love that it just feels like very process-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing I was thinking about even on my walk here today, I was like trying to think about our work in relation to each other in preparation for this. And I love between both of our works, like I know in my work, I will often use like the same image reoccurring and like kind of work from an archive of images and it'll like re-show itself. And I find like, I don't know, I think you made a joke about like the Easter eggs in your,
yeah,
in your work. And there is like, I don't know, I think it's an interesting way of working and what we're drawing, I guess, our ideas from or the material,
yeah,
that we're drawing from. There's like a revisiting, I think, that is always happening.
Yeah, I think that we, the images that we choose to work with and like put in our work, we really cherish those images. And so it's kind of easy to just keep using them in different formats, yeah, in different ways. Yeah. Yeah, it's like they're good. I don't know. They're like, they're right, just memories, I, yeah, guess, and that we're sharing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like if an image is really good and also really versatile, then mm-hmm, you can apply it in so many contexts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I think is really fun is like that classic art theory essay about the aura, you know, like mm-hmm, they don't, those images don't lose their aura,
no, exactly,
no matter how many times you use them. And that's, I think,
that's cool. Yeah.
Part of what makes it like so special too, right?
That's a good way to mm-hmm think about that. Yeah. I don't think about like the elements of the images having auras, but yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's interesting that you're working with reproduction and replication, but at the same time, there's a physicality to the work that kind of still makes them very unique, even if they're being replicated. And so there's this kind of combination that's going on with replication that we wouldn't necessarily associate with replication.
Yeah.
Because of those, you know, like I'm thinking of the small works, for instance, like Tobin's works, and that there's like wrinkles and stretches and you know, to me, though, it seems like those wrinkles and stretches or stretch marks are kind of like, you were kind of like looking, okay, which ones am I going to keep? Which ones am I going to stretch out? And that's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to me, that starts to have a reference to physicality that maybe starts to suggest that aura or the aspect of something being unique, even though it's about a replicated image, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
I didn't want any wrinkles.
No?
I like tried to get them all out. And then finally I was just like, that's not my choice. The yeah wrinkles are here to stay.
And the big one has that little cave in it, right?
Yeah.
Which is nice. I think it's interesting.
It's good. It's, I've come to appreciate it and love it because it does build to what we were talking about earlier, that idea of something being unfinished. Not that like a viewer would look at the wrinkles and see it as unfinished, but I saw it as unfinished when I was making it because I didn't want the wrinkles to be there. So it was, yeah, accepting that they were going to be there.
Yeah, whereas yeah like the viewer comes up to it with their own like interpretations and they feel it's like bodily presence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back yeah to aura.
Hey, it all comes back to the body and, yes, and perception
yeah
somehow.
Totally.
Yes,
yeah.
We have a few minutes left.
Yeah, do you guys want to share a website of your work? Do you guys or social media or something where people can check out your work?
Yeah, I have a website. There's not a lot of things on it, but it's skycallow.com. Yeah. And then I am on Instagram at callowlily.
Okay. Nice.
And Tobin?
I don't have a website. I should get one. Maybe I'll make one.
I just try. Yeah, mine's like an HTML coded website and there's like two pages, but yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, but I do have an Instagram. You can find me at Definitely Tobin.
Oh, Definitely Tobin. Okay.
Definitely Tobin. And
catch the show.
And yeah, the show's on for 5 more weeks or something,
mm-hmm,
till the end of February. Ace is an amazing space. Also, thank you so much to Ace.
Yeah.
Brianne
is the best.
Brianne is the best.
Yeah, Brianne Sawicki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a reminder that you're both going to give a talk again. We brought this up earlier, but we'll maybe end with this and just that people should go see the talk.
Please.
February 7th.
Yeah.
Saturday, 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m., yeah.
And that's 206 Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the Exchange or just north of the Exchange. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming on, Sky Callow and Tobin Roland. And hope to have you back on again at some point.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right. And so just before we roll into Tony the Brave here, who's coming up next at 6 o'clock. Just thought I'd also give people a heads up that there's an event tonight, a talk by artist and author Trevor Paglen. That's at 7 p.m. at Plug-In tonight. And then also there's something opening up at Maison d'Artistes in St. Boniface tonight as well. I think the opening may have started already. All right.
Yes.
All right. Talk to everybody next week. Thursday.